Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Coach Chanel Budd. And this morning, I have special guest speaker, Reverend Dr. Darnell Winningham. Darnell has not joined us at the moment, so I am going to go ahead and host this show until she arrives. And so what I want to touch on right now is just like business do's and don'ts. So I'm going to give a few moments more before I go into, you know, just going forward, moving forward with today's show, is to try to give Darnell a few more moments to join us. Again, thank you for being a part of this show. And so, one moment, please. One moment. Good morning. Is this Darnell?
It is. It's actually Danielle. Good morning.
Danielle, good morning. I was like, I hope I get it right. Good morning and welcome to the show. We are honored to have you on the show this morning. The way the show is going to flow is I am going to just introduce you and let you take the floor. I know that you have some important, powerful information to share with the audience this morning. And so, again, I just want to thank you very, very much for joining us this morning. And so, with no further ado, let's welcome Reverend Dr. Darnell Winningham.
Good morning. Good morning. I hope everybody's doing amazing. So when I was asked to join the show, I was asked to talk about transitioning from your 9-to-5. And that's something that you really and truly have to be committed in order to do. And there is a process that has to happen. Things that people think is once they get the realization that they don't have to work for themselves, they want to go out and instantly quit their job. Not a good idea. And the reason that it's not a good idea, and I'm sure all of you guys have heard, is that it takes money to make money. And I was just telling my class that this morning. So one of the best things you can do for yourself, for your family, for your business, is stay in that job as long as you possibly can and allow that job to become the angel investor for your business. Now I'm going to talk about what that process is going to look like as it relates to you being able to transition out of your job. The first place you have to quit your job is in your mind. I was so dedicated to my job. I had always been taught, and you've probably always been taught to go get a good job, making good money. But see, good jobs and good money are relative. Good money was six figures, because that quintessential six figures is what everybody always talked about, not realizing that in today's world, six figures and too many kids is going to leave you in trouble. So I had just gone through my divorce. I, two checks minus one check, was trying to put it all together. I said, this is not working. Let me figure out what I can do to make some extra money. That's how my business aspirations even started. When I started out, I had no clue I would be able to leave and build a seven-figure business. I had no clue that I had something in my hand that was worth 10 times more than what they was paying me thinking I was making good money. So it wasn't until I got on this journey that I realized just how much what I learned in corporate America, what I was able to do and make them millions would be worth for me. But the first transition had to happen in my mind. Until I realized that that job was just a middleman and that the real skills and gifts and talent, the real leadership ability, the ingenuity, the creativity was mine. Until I realized that, I was stuck. So the first place we got to quit is in our mind. Once we quit in our mind, we have to start quitting physically. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Most of us have extremely high work ethic. And we go to work early, we stay late, all under the auspice of, if I do all this, they'll see me and they'll pay me. Oh, if I volunteer for this, if I fly here, if I train such and such, we do all of these things to get some kind of quote-unquote carrot. And for most of us, that carrot never appears, and if it does appear, it doesn't appear in the same goal status as it does for some of our Caucasian male counterparts. And I'm not just talking noise, because the numbers say that the average African-American woman in her lifetime, will be paid more than $1 million less than her Caucasian male counterpart doing the same job. I didn't know that. Thought everybody was even Steven. I didn't know how to negotiate my salary. I didn't know how to negotiate my promotions. I didn't know how to negotiate my benefits. I thought you take what they give you, and you be happy with it. So once I realized that this is not my end game, I stopped dedicating so much energy, or as I call it to people, I stopped donating my time to corporate America. You ask me for 8 hours, you pay me for 8 hours, that's what you're going to get. And that includes transit time. I was an executive, so I was on salary. And I did say salary. I didn't say salary for a reason. So I left my house at 12, and I was back in my house at 8 every day. I moved to a non-traditional schedule so I wouldn't be as busy. You know, they want you in there working 8 to 5. Oh, that's how you get all the notice and the glamour. No, thanks. I'm good. Let me work this off schedule where it's not a big buzz and there's nobody here watching me. So I started doing what I call the burr. I did the burr minimum. I volunteered for projects on a rotation. Okay, Tom got a project. Denise got a project. Ron got a project. Bob got a project. Okay, it's my turn again. I'll volunteer. I stopped jumping through hoops. So I had to quit physically. My third place I had to quit psychologically. And what I mean by that is that I had to stop caring. I had to stop caring that they gave Susie the bigger office, and I had to stop caring that they promoted Bob or that they gave Tim an extra week of vacation. This is no longer where I'm destined to be. So I don't care. I don't care about stock options. I don't care about this measly bonus. I don't care about that 1-3% increase. I no longer cared about being number one. And for me, that was a big change, because for as long as I could remember being in that job, and I was at Chase for 16 years, I had never got less than an exceeds rating on my review. At the time that I left, I was a vice president. But in my mind, I had to negotiate and say, girl, you number one in the world. Mm-hmm. But this is not your number one. This does not belong to you. You don't own this. You can't leave this to your kids. So how about you come down and be in the middle of the pack? Not so far down as they can fire you, but definitely not at the top. And that I could do on clockwork. And so since I was no longer worrying about them, now I can put my priority on where I am a CEO, where I do need to be number one in the world. So I had to quit that psychological quit. I stopped talking about what was going on in the office 24 hours a day. Don't call me outside of office hours. I was done with it. Now, I want to warn you, with this psychological quit, as long as you don't have no attitude, they'll never spend years to figure out that I was no longer their prize stallion, that I was no longer running. And if you go to your job tomorrow, what you're going to realize is there's not as many people watching you as you think it is. You think they watching you, but they not. They doing their thing because they're so accustomed to you doing your job and not need to be watched. As long as you keep a smile on your face and look busy, you're going to be all right. So that's psychological quit. The next piece is the financial quit. I quit spending money on everything that was not my business. My last year at Chase, I wore the same shoes every day as a reminder. Not that I couldn't afford more shoes, but that I chose to wear those shoes. Because where I'm going, I'm not going to need these. I can wear flip-flops. Where I'm going, I don't need these shoes. I can wear house shoes. Where I'm going has nothing to do with me buying a new pair of shoes every week. I got my Chase uniform, my scarves, my sweaters, my shirt, and that's what I wore. And we weren't even in a uniform division, but that's what I wore. It was easy for me to figure out every day. It was economical, and it allowed me the time I needed to focus on my business. I quit going out to eat lunch. I brought my lunch every day. I quit stopping to buy breakfast. I would eat breakfast at home. I realized that until I quit wasting my money financially, and I was able to sow every dime, nickel, and quarter back into my business, that I would stay there. Oh, and I came up with my quit number. My quit number is the number that it would take for me to be able to financially walk away from that job. That quit number is a combination of how much is it going to cost for you to pay your bills without this job, and how much money are you going to save by no longer going to that job. I was spending $150, $200 a month in gas, $100 a month in tolls, save, $200, $300 a month in lunches, save. I'm buying dinner out for my family almost every night because I'm too tired when I get off work. All of that money goes into the you don't have to spend this anymore bucket once you stay at home. So I had to come up with my quit number and say, financially, these are the things I'm going to quit doing so that I can start being a CEO of my own business. My fifth quit, the biggest quit of all, was that spiritual quit. I had to pray about, show me, God, when it's going to be the right time. See, man's time and God's time is two different things. You do things in man's time, you mess stuff up. You do things in God's time, and God will show you a way. I said, Lord, I've been here 16 years. I really don't want to just walk away. And even though at the time I was making about $150,000, $200,000 in my side business, my money already matched my business. But I said, Lord, I'm not just comfortable walking away. Is there a way I can walk away? See, you have not because you ask not. So I asked the Lord, Is there a way I can walk away from this job fully compensated? And the word says he will give you the desires of your heart. And so he said, go ask. And it happened to be October 2014. Keep in mind, I'm my boss's right hand, so So we're doing our fiscal year planning for 2015, talking about who's going to stay and who's going to go, who's ready to leave. And I told her I'm ready to leave. In corporate America, if you know anything about RIF, reductions in force, or packages or layoffs, they tend to start at the bottom most unproductive workers and let them go. And I told her, I said, look, you really are torn as to who to let go. And a lot of people really need their job. How about you just let me go and keep everybody else? And she couldn't decision it. She said, oh, you know, I'm not sure. So she asked her boss, couldn't make the decision. So they asked their boss, who happened to be brand new. He looked at how much money I made a year and said, let her go. I'm trying to bring this in under budget. And the rest is history. Not only did I get an opportunity to leave, I got an opportunity to leave with almost 60 weeks worth of pay, vested in my 401k, vested in my retirement account, vested in my pension account, vested in my Roth. So I didn't have to walk away empty-handed because I asked. So if anybody wants to ask me, okay, coach, I want to quit my job, thing I need to do. The first thing they need to do is get a plan, a professional plan with somebody who's done it. It's a difference. All coaches are not created equal. I'm not saying there's bad and there's good, which there is. But be specific about what you want. Don't go hire a branding coach if you want to quit your job. Don't go hiring a marketing coach if you want to quit your job. You want to quit your job, hire somebody that's going to equip you with the money, because the only differentiating factor is in your ability to go to work and your ability to stay at home is, do you have somebody to show you how to make the money that allows you to stay at home? That's it. I tell my clients, even retirement is not a number. It's a dollar in your bank account. Get you a profit-focused, bottom-line-focused professional, business consultant that can help you get the profits you need to lose your job, to leave your job. That's your first step. And be willing to hang in there. I had somebody inbox me. It was like August. I want to quit my job in December. I want to hire you. I said, I'm hiring somebody else. Because what I don't do is paint unreal expectations. Can I show you how to make 6 or 7 figures in 6 months? Absolutely. Will your mind, will your spirit, will your heart be able to wrap around the fact that you can earn that much money without a job that quickly? I doubt it. Most of the transition is mental and the inner me. And it takes most people more time than less to get that piece right. But it is definitely, it's definitely a journey.
I really honestly would like to just touch on some of the most powerful things you said. And I can relate myself because I have been still on my job, you know, and I started to disconnect as well. But I know that I do need my job, and it is an investment into my business. So that was very powerful. And then the inner me. Is one of the things that I just heard you say, again, that keeps us from transitioning into, you know, the other side of what we are going to be, what we're striving to be. And that's another thing that, you know, can hold you back. But I do realize even within myself that that is there. And I don't know if it's like a fear, you know, or just because it hasn't been done before. But thank you for touching on that, because that was powerful.
And one of the reasons that we have that fear, Coach Chanel, is because without strategy, that fear gets even bigger. because now it's not just fear of doing something different. It's also fear of the unknown.
Yes.
And we're out here trying to come up with a strategy by ourselves. So the right coach is worth the stress alone. Because me and my clients, it's not just strategy. We have a holistic approach to coaching. It's mind, body, spirit. You know, we do, on Sunday nights, we do COVID conversations. Why do we do COVID conversations? My clients will tell you, we had meat in our freezer. We had Lysol. We had bleach. We had toilet paper because when I saw it coming, I told them get ready. See, the right coach ain't just about your strategy over here, because what I realized is if I can't keep you on the right life trajectory, I might as well give up on the business. It's like Maslow's law of basic needs. If people don't have food, water, clothing, and shelter, you can't talk to them about a business plan. They stomach growling.
Right.
They ain't got no clothes on. They wet. They hungry. So if my clients don't have the basics, time management, self-care, being able to set boundaries, if they don't know that, I can get them $1 million worth of business strategy and they can't execute it. I got to teach them how to charge their work, how to prioritize their time, how to do the things first, especially if you're trying to quit a job. Everything we do is going to be profit forward. So let's eradicate these things that don't make you the money you need to leave your job. I got told them the other day, it only takes 100 people paying you $1,000 a year to have $100,000. You can launch a membership at $19 a week. That's 52 weeks, $980. You get 100 people in your membership, you got $100,000. A lot of people are trying to quit their jobs and they don't know what they don't know. And so if they say, I can't afford a coach, but without a coach, you're going to stay there for longer than you would if you just went and found the money. And when I say find the money, it's exactly what I was talking about earlier. Stop eating out. Stop buying clothes. Have you a lean Christmas. It's some things you got to sacrifice to get from there to here. And that's why most people don't make the journey.
I also thank you because I knew that I was in search of another coach, and this was something that I had prayed about. And so I'm sharing this as we're speaking because things like this will come up for those who are listening as well when you're on your journey. So one of the things I prayed for was another coach. I said, I know I need a powerful coach, but I didn't know which way it was supposed to happen or whatever. And so when I seen your information, I seen you, I'm like, God, you just answered my prayer. And so, you know, I will be speaking with you after the show, but everything you said in regards to the, you know, your job, the process of being in your job, doing your, going above and beyond, being the best that you can be, and then finding yourselves like really pretty much, well, for me, I found myself like exhausted, you know, and as much as I would go above and beyond, that's the more they would expect, but would not give me, you know, the compensation, they would overlook me, you know, a lot of things were happening there, but I still stayed consistent, but I did start seeing that I didn't care anymore. And for me, that was, it hurt me not to even care anymore because that's not who I am. So everything you
but
said, I'm like,
hurt.
Yes, okay.
But don't be
okay.
Hurt. It's just that you don't care about their business anymore. There's a book called The Wealthy Gardener that talks about how, and I'm a book fiend, that talks about how we're all given the same amount of land to work. See, I had to figure out working for them was sharecropping. Come on now. If I'm going to spend 8 or 9 of my hours of my day working on somebody else's land, how can I expect the same results than if I spent that time working? It was not for me to be there. I was not created for that land. I went there for a lesson. And I overstayed my welcome. I went there to learn some things. It was supposed to have been a stepping stone. I chose to sit down. Shame on me. because I was supposed to be going over there to learn and run everything I learned about running a farm back over to my farm and execute. What makes them better than me? Every major business was started by one man. Walmart, one man. Apple, one man. J.P. Morgan Chase, one man. Hilton Hotels, one man. So I got a choice to work for that one man or work for me. I chose to work for that man. He ain't going to ever give me what I'm worth because that's not what God gave me. God didn't give me a job. God gave me a purpose. He gave me a destiny. I will never find my abundance working in somebody else's job. I won't. That's not where it wasn't set up like that.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to open up for questions. I am going to ask that you all, if you're not going to be asking any questions right now, that you continue to keep your phones muted, because I'm going to go ahead and open up and everyone will be live. So please, if there's any background noise and you, or if you do not have a question, keep your phones muted.
Girl, if they ain't got your questions, just ask yours.
Okay. I'm opening up the phone line for them now. I'm sure there's questions. This was powerful. Okay. Is there anyone here who would like to ask a question? And I want to also say thank you again for our listeners who are listening right now, you know, and for those to come. But is there any questions? If you would like to ask anything, ask them now. Okay. So what I'm going to do is ask questions.
Okay.
One of the questions that came to me was about when you're transitioning. So I am transitioning. I am a coach, a relationship coach. I'm, you know, a five-time author. One book is a best-selling international author. But as I'm doing this, I'm building, right? So my question for you is getting myself to be able to create that revenue stream, as you were speaking about, like, the memberships and the different ways that you can create revenue while you're building. And so,
go ahead.
So that was one of my major things, because me as a visionary, I'm a visionary. So I have all of these different gifts and talents and things like that, but I am right now focused and honing in on, you know, more specific things.
Every entrepreneur should have what I call a seven-figure product suite. And that product suite should have products that range from free. That's how I'm going to build my list, which is one of the things that every entrepreneur needs to be doing right this minute. Text, email, mail, bot, messenger. You need to have a list. Your list need to have a list. And up to 15, 20, I call it the Kim Kardashian package. If a celebrity comes to you tomorrow, how much would you charge them? My highest price package is $60,000. Is that an everyday sale? Okay. It's not. But when I get people that transition out of corporate America like me, who walked away with $250,000, $300,000, for them not to have to start from scratch and have my team do everything for them, well, they'll easily pay $50,000, $60,000. Why? Because I'm saving them a year, 2 years with their nose to the grind, and they understand it. They're ready to go now. So everybody has to have those level of packages. I noticed you said you're a five-time author, but what you'll quickly realize is that them $20 books is not enough for you to transition out of your job. So I teach my clients how to build what I build. That's workshops, courses, retreats, conferences, boot camps, intensives, and how to market them and get them sold. Because that's critical. You can create all day, but if you don't know how to get people to say yes to it, if you don't know how to go out on social media and create a windstorm, then it's all for nothing. And there are a ton of people out there that have workshops and retreats and conferences. They don't know how to get them sold. And so that's the difference. You have to be bottom line focused, sales, marketing, creative enough to stick out in this ever increasingly busy landscape.
And that it is.
So your answer is you don't have a strategy. And without a strategy, you're not going to have the money. You want me to ask you a hard question or no?
Absolutely. I'm open. I'm open for it.
How much money do you make doing this Blog Talk Radio podcast?
So right now I don't make enough money at all.
So,
like
my client.
So,
I'm gonna tell my client, unless you can see the money, we're not even gonna walk down that path. There's ways to do things for exposure and money at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
See, these are some of the mistakes I made. I just have a radio show that I had to ask myself, why am I doing this radio show? Oh, you're doing this radio show for exposure. Is nothing else you can do with your time to make money and get exposure at the same time? See, that's why you need a coach. Because a coach ain't going to let you do your time on nothing. It's not going to make you the money that you need to make the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is leaving your job. Just an example.
Powerful. Thank you, coach.
It's just true. It's just honest.
It is true.
True. Yeah. You don't hire me to be your friend. You don't hire me to give you compliments. You hire me to fix what's wrong so you can get about making your money as quickly.
This is good. So how can the audience contact you? How can they connect with you for further information? Because I know that this was just powerful. And I know, like, especially for entrepreneurs who are starting out, you know, and they've been, like, struggling to figure out what their one thing is or, you know, their bottom line and things like that, and they're going to be needing you. But I understand also that they have to be ready. So how can they contact you? Okay.
What was your question?
So how can the audience contact you or connect with you?
So one of the things that I realized in building a business and what makes it so hard for women, especially African-American women, is that we're trying to choose between feeding our families and the money we need to really invest in our businesses to grow our businesses. So one of my new initiatives is that all of my clients have to sit through a one-year program that we run in tandem with the business building, and it's a startup capital boot camp. We talk about everything from how to qualify for for-profit grants, startup capital like angel investors, business incubators, how to become a minority-owned, a woman-owned business credit, personal credit, all of the things you need to be a real business and to be able to invest real money into your business. So if they go to www.blackgirlprofits.com on my homepage, they will see where they can download a list of 20 grants that every black woman should know about and apply for annually. Because we've got to be just as aggressive with getting sponsorship and making corporate connections as we do peeling money out of our own pocket. I believe you should be prepared to do both. But at the end of the day, if this company is going to give me $50,000 for me to host an event, and I can host that event, have $30,000 left over, and go to the event and make $150,000, why would I not? So we've got to stop feeling like we got to bootstrap our businesses, which is what makes most of us fail so miserably. Forbes says that although women are the primary gender that's starting business, especially African-American women, the mass majority of those businesses, about 80% of them, fail to scale beyond $50,000 a year. If I only want to make $6,000 a year, I'm never just go back to a job. I'm just being honest. But what causes us to not be able to scale is we don't have the resources to run these mega marketing and advertising campaigns. We don't have the resources to hire a team or know how to do it in a manner other than spending a whole lot of money. We don't have the resources for the technology we need to be able to keep up or no other ways to do it other than spend a lot of money. So we're running behind everybody else. I don't have no Uncle Pablo I can go to and get $100,000. My daddy ain't giving me $6,000 for graduation for me to start a business. We don't have that level of legacy. So most of us are starting from scratch and with the least amount of capital. So we've got to start being creative about not only how we spend, but also how we earn and how we beg. And I ain't too proud to beg. So they go to www.blackgirlprofits.com. They can also schedule a link there. We have financing, easy financing available for our coaching packages. We got packages that if you're really ready to go and you're willing to sacrifice a few things, we can get you in a coaching package. Two classes we have starting next week is our for-profit grants, where we show you how to build a pitch deck for grants, how to create pitch videos, and then we got a seven-figure products week class that's starting that shows you how to take your knowledge and be able to measure it, price it, and sell it.
Good.
Girl, I talk so much, I'd be like, I had my out-of-body experience. I'd be like, girl, you did that. Girl, you...
This was amazing. I thank you again, and I'm going to open it up one more time and see if there's anyone that would like to say anything before our episode is over. Unmute your phone if you would like to speak, and if not, we're going to wrap it up.
One of the things I will tell you, Coach Chanel, while we're waiting on them, is one of the things, in addition to my coaching, and maybe even sometimes more impactful than my coaching, is the fact that we have a super community of engaged, successful, business-owning, non-messy, bottom-line-oriented, super supportive women in our community, and I've never seen one like it, where people truly root for you, encourage you, motivate you. They just started a fund in my mom's name where we can help take care of emergency situations that happen to people in the community. So I just want to give a shout-out to my community and let them know that I am so proud of them for changing the narrative of how black women get along, and I truly believe that we have we're in the midst of creating a multi-billion dollar economy. And anybody is welcome to join as long as they understand reciprocity and as long as they understand that none of us are perfect. And if you can't do nothing else, allow somebody else grace.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead, and I always pray us out at the end of every show. So are you okay with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So if there's no questions, I'm going to go ahead and wrap
up. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, this is Monique Spaulding, and I just want to thank you, Coach Chanel, for this opportunity of having Coach Danielle Winningham on your platform. I am in the junior mentorship of Coach Danielle Winningham, and I want to just give a shout-out to my coach, Danielle Winningham, because she is the real deal Holy Feel, if I can just say that. I started out in the mentor or the membership and received the 20 downloaded the list of the 20 grants that every black woman should apply for. I applied for that, and once I realized of the content that was given out in the membership, I upgraded to the junior mentorship platform. And while I've been in the junior mentorship, one of the grants that I applied for, I was actually accepted, the Founders Institute, as the pre-seed accelerator program for their next cohort. And not only that, but as Coach mentioned, being a life coach that she is, she leads us in life situations. Several weeks ago, she told us to start stocking up. And I'm telling you, I'm just, you know, trying to keep myself from tearing up. But she told us to start stocking up on food that, you know, the next wave was going to hit. And out of obedience, the Lord spoke to me and told me to listen to what she was saying and to be obedient. And I went and got food and everything. And I want you to know about, it has been about 2 weeks now, but about 3 weeks after she said, go stock up on food, my state, Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri, went into another pre-COVID, pre-shutdown. And so I am just so fortunate to have her as my business coach and a life coach. And she just really is the GOAT. We call her the GOAT in the community. And she knows that she's the GOAT, and she just loves the Lord. And I love the Lord for her. And I just thank you for this platform, having her on your platform to speak.
Amen.
Thank you for that.
Amen. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap us up in prayer. This was an amazing show, which I already knew it would be. So Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now for this platform and having our beautiful guest speaker here, Father God, who is also a coach and also, Lord, a reverend and a doctor, Father God. Bless her for the mighty gifts and talents that you give to her, that she's able to go out and help other people, your children, Lord. Father God, I pray for every listener, our families, and everybody who is connected to us. May you give us all that we need above and beyond what we even ask for. I pray that everyone has a wonderful and safe holiday season, and that all is well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I want to add to that prayer, Father God. I want to ask today that you put on their heart to take action, Father God, that you convict them to do what's right, not just for today, but as they work to build generational wealth, Father God, as they work to break some of these curses, Father God, that have been on us too long, Father God, as women, color, Father God. I ask that you come into their heart and direct them on the things that they're not clear about so they can take the action needed to move their families, Father God, to a place of paradise. That place that you promised us, Father God, let them know that nothing is impossible, that in your kingdom, Father God, you have everything we need to be successful, Father God. We only need ask to leverage your resources, Father God. So work on those individuals today, Father God, who think that they can't afford or that they're not able or they're not good enough, Father God. Let them know we're all children in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. It was an honor to have you on the Selfless Love Talk Show. Everyone have a wonderful weekend, and God bless. Bye for now.